The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Once upon a time in Radioland, a towering man strode to a silver microphone and announced to the world these words.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am that announcer, and my name is Todd Wilkerson. And this is the show I announce.
I'm announcing it right now, in fact.
And you have a front row seat to history. Here's Eric.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. What a servant's heart. Some people have, not Todd. Hey, Alvin.
Yes,
Alvin.
Friday.
Listen, it's today is Friday. Yeah. I almost said Monday. That's how out of it I am. Today is Friday. Now, listen, folks. This is exciting. I just want to tell you. In hour two today, we have Victoria Jackson. One of the most fun hours I have ever done. If I were you, I'd fast forward through this. No, just don't do that. Don't do that. Actually, we've got a problem. We've got two great hours.
I know
today.
We do.
I wouldn't say that if it weren't true. This hour, I'm talking to the genius, amazing friend, N.D. Wilson. I'm not going to spoil it, but he's created a documentary called The Riot and the Dance, which is in theaters this coming Monday night. That's why I wanted to make sure we spoke about it now. So you can plan Monday night, the 19th, it's happening. You got to go to the theaters. You got to see this. Trust me on this. Trust me. It's gorgeous, amazing, and I'm in it. I'm in it.
Oh, wow.
I'm in it. It was like 4 degrees, and we taped up by the Central Park Reservoir, so I'm wearing a big parka. You'll see.
You'll see. And your name's above the title, too, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It's all about me.
On the marquee.
It's all about me and Todd Wilkerson. Okay, so we got so much to cover here. Oh, I don't want to forget.
Okay.
Last week, I was talking about Hillsdale. They're doing this thing, and I don't know if everybody caught this. Hillsdale College, some of you know that they're a sponsor on this show, right? And they believe in promoting civics education, and they want to teach a new generation of young Americans about America, right? So this is – anybody who knows me knows I wrote a book about this, that I care about this. This is huge. Well, look what Hillsdale is doing. This just cracks me up. I think I shared this the other day. They are sending – listen to this, folks. Hillsdale College, they are sending – a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to every single public school in America. Now imagine how many public schools there are in America. In fact, they're sending it specifically to every public school principal in America. Okay? This is Hillsdale. Now, if you want to find out more, go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. They will be happy actually to send you your own Hillsdale Pocket Constitution to keep or give away. But I have to tell you, I love this. This is why I love Hillsdale, because they do stuff like this. This is like guerrilla warfare, right? They're thinking, hey, we got an innovative, insane idea. We're going to send the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to public high school principals.
And I love the fact that...
Can you believe this?
The Constitution of our great country can fit right in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's
just so cool because we all need to be familiar with what's in the Constitution. Because, by the way, it is actually up to you and to me. Like, we are the people. We are the government. That's the whole concept. If you don't get that, if you think the government is somebody else, you're doing it wrong and you're part of the problem. We don't want to be part of the problem. So go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. We have an update on the I'm going to tell people again because I don't want to forget this. Monday, Riot and the Dance. We're going to talk to N.D. Wilson in a couple of minutes. This is a great documentary. It's called Part One, Earth. Actually, it's funny, right? Because it's implying like Part Two, Venus, Mars. Like, I don't know.
Right.
But it's the Riot and the Dance. It's kind of like a nature documentary that focuses on God's creation. So it's great. So we're going to talk to him in a couple seconds. But that's March 19th. That's this Monday in theaters. Okay.
That's right.
So don't miss it, folks. It's literally one night only. It'd be great. Bring the kids. Bring the youth
group. It's been described as boisterous.
Boisterous?
Yes.
I don't think that's true. Okay. So then on March 20th, I am doing a Socrates in the City event with Greg Thornbury, my buddy Greg Thornbury, now the chancellor of the King's College, on his new book. So if you can get to New York, we're going to try to live stream it. The last one totally failed. The King's College was setting that all up, and for some reason it didn't work. But we'll have that available for you. The last one with Gabrielle Kubi, which was like stunning. She's amazing. I mean, you'll see when you see that. But that is coming up. But if you want to come to Socrates in the City on the 20th, which is this coming Tuesday here in New York. Or, you know, you want to watch it online. I think it's going to be live streaming. Actually, we're going to have Greg on the radio next, either Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember if we're going to do it Monday or Tuesday. But he's got a new book out on Larry Norman. We're going to have him on the radio talking about it. Okay. Oh, we've got an update. Good news. We're doing this campaign with Food for the Poor. We've raised $13,520. Actually, that's not such great news. We were doing... better. The giving has slowed down. The giving has slowed.
Today's word is slowed.
The giving has slowed down. Now, I said that like I know that that's right. It is 100% wrong. The giving has slowed down. Okay. The Food for the Poor campaign that we're doing, just so everybody's aware. In Haiti right now, we've got a very, very tough situation. So it's our privilege on this show to ask you, our listeners, to partner with us in helping kids who don't have enough food in Haiti. Now, you can visit Haiti. It's not far away. It's in this hemisphere. It's really close. If you've gone to the Dominican Republic, that's as far away as Haiti. It's a short flight from America, from the United States of America, I should say. So anyway, we've got a 56-second clip that I want to play to kind of give you more of an understanding of what that's all about. Let's play that clip. Here it is.
It's wonderful because right behind us is the warehouse holding all of these wonderful nutrients and endless acres of bagged rice and food and essential items that they need every day. And in the front, we're actually bringing them the sustenance they need and the hope that they are now counting on and to be... used as the hands and feet of Christ, and to be in that situation where we are able to give so freely of ourselves and to see the joy in everybody's eyes when they are finally receiving their food. It's amazing. And that $50 gift, food for a year and water for life. Imagine that. Look what you could go and do with that gift. You could transform lives, villages, neighborhoods, people, families, children, bring them one step closer to the dignity that they so need. I don't know that they are looking for pity, but we can bring them hope and encouragement and love.
Alban, knock off the piano. I mean, I know you want to show your chops, but it's like this is serious stuff. I mean, it's mood music, but sometimes it's not necessary.
Just put a dollar in the,
look,
in
I'm
the
not,
jar,
I'm
please.
Not saying you're not good.
Okay.
But the idea of dragging your piano, it's an upright, but dragging it into the studio for a 50-second spot, it gets a little crazy. It's above and beyond, Alban. I know you're an above and beyond kind of guy, but...
Thank you.
Okay, so we're doing this campaign with Food for the Poor. What I always want to say to my listeners is we want you to give because you believe... that we're supposed to all help. We're supposed to do what we can. And $50, obviously, as you just heard, provides food for a starving kid for a year. Hard to believe, but true. Food for the Poor. They are, you know, when I say every penny of that you give goes to feed these kids, obviously, there's somebody making salaries and there's some overhead, but it's so low. That's why we go with Food for the Poor, because there's not a great bureaucracy. They are amazing. They're on the ground. And we've worked with them in the past. Now, I guess I want to say that if you decide to give $100, you get a free annual subscription to Metaxas Super. So it's $100 tax deductible. Every penny of that goes to Food for the Poor. It does not go to us. It does not, you know, this is basically just a whim that Alban and I had that we said we're going to give for free an annual subscription, a year-long subscription to Metaxas Super. Now, you know what that means. That's like commercial-free podcasts. You can listen to all the old shows. You can. It's the whole thing. Plus, we're videotaping stuff now. It's just all great. But you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Albin, by the way, tomorrow, Saturday, I'm speaking at 3 o'clock in Washington, D.C. If anybody's in D.C., you want to get a book signed, you want to come hang out, meet me and my wife, go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. That's tomorrow. In another week, I'm speaking in Boston. We need you to go to ericmetaxas.com, and we're going to be right back with Andy Wilson. Wait till you hear about this documentary.
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
Discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song. For my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to iCanOnlyImagine.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom. Just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses, or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Join the glorious uproar of creation with a new documentary, The Riot and the Dance, in theaters one night only on Monday, March 19th, including an exclusive post-show event featuring Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis, hip-hop artist Propaganda, and author and Salem radio host Eric Metaxas. The Dove Foundation states that The Riot and the Dance honors and celebrates God, the great designer, and it will thrill the entire family. For more information and theater locations, see riotinthedance.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet's connected to your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. One weak link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against the threats of today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Thank you.
there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am very excited because I'm sitting here in the studio in New York City with my friend N.D. Wilson. N.D., welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I love being here.
May I call you N.D.?
You may.
Okay. Now, you are, a lot of people know you as a best-selling author and a film director. You're involved in all kinds of stuff. You're right now producing The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis's The Great Divorce for the screen.
Yes, sir.
You've got to tell me a little bit about that.
it's a really long story.
Then don't.
So, I mean, years. Well, years long.
Don't, because I want to talk about the thing that's coming out right now.
It's a good story. I'll get you sometime.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, if we had more time today, I would say, but I want to hear that story. But today, I want to talk about something that you're doing for the National Geographic.
Oh, we're not. It's not done. Not today.
Well, wait. What are we talking about today? The thing on creation.
We're talking about Riot and the Dance, the nature documentary. It's coming out in theaters March 19th.
Oh, theaters.
Theaters. 830 theaters nationwide.
Say what?
830 theaters plus.
830 theaters?
And counting.
And when did you finish making this?
We're still making this. It's the final touches right up until like it actually hits
screens. Oh, is that right?
But we've been in production for years now. So 3 years in production and another 18 months to 2 years in post-production.
Wow. Well, I know I'm in it.
Yes, you are.
Folks, you're not going to believe what I do in this thing. They've got a trampoline set up in Central Park. And I didn't – you know what, Andy? The thing is you don't know what you're capable of until you do it.
Absolutely.
And when I was able – to do what you guys were goading me to do, I just thought, like, man, that was easy. But thinking about it beforehand, because, I mean, obviously, like, I'm strapped in and, you know, if I fall off, it's going to be – but the point is that it still was scary. It was beyond my comfort zone.
When you're trying to make eye contact with a giraffe, you need a trampoline.
Well, people are not – they won't believe it till they see it. But, folks, you got to see this. It's in theaters. Now, this is a one-night only in theaters
thing? This is a one-night only March 19th.
Yeah.
Nationwide
and,
event.
And I'm in it, folks.
He is.
Now, who else is in this thing?
Propaganda. Ken Ham.
Who?
Propaganda is a Christian artist,
poet. I'm not young and hip enough to know – who the heck Propaganda is. I'm so embarrassed.
He's in L.A. You're in New York. It's the other coast.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's a really talented poet, artist.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Propaganda.
Yes.
Holy cow, I thought you said something else. Propaganda is so hot right now, I can't believe anybody would not have heard of him. Okay, so Propaganda, and of course, when you think Propaganda, you think Eric Metaxas.
Yes.
I'm in it.
Yes.
But you filmed our stuff here in Central Park with the trampoline, and I don't know what it cost you to get the rights, the city gets very involved legally if you're doing something dangerous on city property.
They do.
But they didn't, eventually your guys got it done. And we did it, and you're going to have to watch it tonight. Whenever this comes to theaters, in a couple of nights from now, March
19th.
Okay.
Find your theater at riotinthedance.com.
Okay,
it's all listed there.
Okay, so
you, Eric, can find your theater.
So yeah. Oh, and I I'm going to bring my whole family because they don't believe that I did this stuff on the trampoline. Okay, so you call it The Riot and the Dance.
Yes, sir.
What is it about?
So. All the way back in the year 2000 when I was dating my wife, I actually told her one of my bucket list items was to make a nature documentary that actually was celebrating reality, the creation all around us, the glory of it, and not constantly contradicting it. So you can watch a fantastic production of some nature film by the BBC, and you look at the cheetah and you say, man, that cheetah is amazing. But all the narration, everything you're hearing is a contradiction. It's all about this grinding, really painful, agonistic reality. Kill or be killed. You know, basically just all the atheistic meaninglessness.
Nature red in tooth,
yes,
and claw.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, in other words, like it all got here randomly by people, by creatures ripping each other's faces off with their fangs. And isn't it beautiful and wonderful?
Exactly.
And
don't
you
judge.
Realize, well, wait
don't
a minute.
Judge.
Maybe it is not so beautiful and wonderful. Maybe I don't like the way he's eating that gazelle and it was alive a minute ago.
Exactly.
So it's interesting because those of us who are Christians, when we look at nature, we do see God.
Absolutely.
There's no stinking way around it.
As
it's
we're supposed
so
to.
Outrageous,
yeah,
and gorgeous that you know God is behind this.
In Job 12, Job is told, ask the beasts, and they will tell you. Ask the birds of the air, and they will teach you. And it goes on, ask the bushes, ask everything, and they all know that God's hand was in this. I mean, it's a great section, starts around Job 12:7, and it's fantastic. And that's kind of the theme of the entire film.
Well, explain to us first of all, tell us who else is in it besides Propaganda and yours truly, who's in it?
Also, Ken Ham. We wanted a kind of a spread of a variety of voices. You're speaking to the cultural impact of nihilism and atheism when we look at the world. Propaganda's talking about the artistic inspiration. Ken Ham's talking about science. Dr. Gordon Wilson is sort of the narrator and the adventurer that we follow around the world.
Right.
And, you know, I wrote a lot for it, but I'm not in it. You know, I'll do some interviews. I'm on screen for some interviews, but it's I touched the cobra. I touched all the things, but I was just
you don't mean
behind
literally.
The camera. Oh, I did. Yes,
you literally touched a cobra.
I did, right after getting the big lecture from some guide who showed us all his scars from this horrible cobra bite, and I thought, I need to touch it.
Where were you when you touched the cobra?
Behind it, and in Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka.
Okay, and here's my second question. How come you're so stupid? We're friends now. What are you thinking, touching a cobra? As your friend, I want to tell you, don't do that.
I didn't touch its head.
Oh, you didn't touch its head.
I didn't touch its head.
You only touched its little body.
And to be clear, this was a wild cobra. This is not, you know, some defanged zoo show. This was...
Yeah.
We went after wild animals, and we got lots of them.
I got a question. How long was it? How far away was the head from the part you touched?
It was about 5 to 6 feet long. It was not a small one.
I think a cobra could swing around and snap at you, and you could have died. So that's hey, you're sitting here.
I'm alive.
So even the dumbest move can be rewarded by God with grace, and you're living.
And something that people will see with this cobra is we didn't just touch it. I didn't just touch it. This cobra was so angry that it would strike at your shadow. If your shadow moved in front of it, it would smack its face in the ground.
I don't think that has to do with anger. And I think that has to do with the outrageous stupidity of serpents.
Well, we also played with the cobra with water balloons, I got to say. So if you want to see that.
So you messed with the cobra's tiny head.
We did. And
with
it had fun,
flared,
too.
It had
fun, too.
Yeah,
it enjoyed itself.
I'm sure serpents love to gamble and frolic with people taking pictures of them. That's clear. That's very clear. Okay, so there are all kinds of animals in this. There's people in it. As we said, I'm in it. The title is The Riot and the Dance. Where do you get that from?
So the name The Riot and the Dance came from this vision of a glorious, beautiful, orchestrated creation that is now cursed and broken. So when we go out, we find a dance, like it's beautiful, and yet it's deteriorated into riot all over the place.
Okay, so we're talking about entropy.
Yeah, so we have both. We see chaos, we see the curse, we see creation groaning.
See, this is so important. This is why I love you, because you get this stuff. This is huge. When people talk about the wonder of creation, we have to realize, yes, there's the wonder of creation, and yet there's this thing called the fall.
Yeah.
And in the fall, all of creation fell, not
Absolutely.
Just people. So when you see, a wolf or a fox eating a little duckling, that's not going to be in the kingdom of heaven.
No.
So creation is fallen. So as beautiful and glorious as it is, and it speaks of the glory of God, it is also fallen.
Yeah.
I'm imagining we're not going to have, you know, scorpions in heaven.
Or hyenas.
Or hyenas or buzzards or vultures
now,
of any kind.
I will say also, though, when C.S. Lewis was pushed on this, and this might be urban mythology, but I'm going to say it anyway. When C.S. Lewis was pushed, because he believed animals would be in heaven, as I do as well.
Yeah.
Someone asked him, do you think mosquitoes will be in heaven?
Yeah.
And his response was, I think a hell for people and a heaven for mosquitoes could be easily combined. And I feel like there could be hyenas somewhere else, but just not in the throne room of God.
Okay.
You know, so it's then obviously he was joking somewhat. But as far as this whole thing goes, creation's broken. It's fallen. It's groaning for the resurrection. And when you get out in the field and you see glorious, beautiful things,
yeah.
and you stand in awe of God's artistry, you still see that brokenness, that yearning for a resurrection. And that's what this entire film is about.
You are crazy like a fox, my friend. This is so wonderful. The Riot and the Dance. Actually, there's a website, riotandthedance.com, riotandthedance.com. We will be right back to continue the conversation.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
Discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
Do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
Their words change the world.
Love is the only way.
Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Are you still treating unwanted pests in your home with toxic chemicals? Being a parent or pet owner, surely that would concern you, yes? Forget about wasting money on those cheap ultrasonic devices that claim to emit sounds but don't penetrate walls, furniture, or other obstacles. Plug-in Pest Free has been the innovator in electromagnetic pest control technology, and for decades we've kept pests out of homes and businesses like yours around the world. Plug-in Pest Free works along the wiring of your home or business, pulse modulating the existing electromagnetic field, reaching deep inside the cavities of your walls, cupboards, and other inaccessible areas where conventional methods can't reach. Plug-in Pest Free is maintenance-free and environmentally friendly. So plug in a Pest Free today for long-term, cost-effective electronic pest control at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off and free shipping. Order yours today at gopestfree.com. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance, take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance,
take a chance,
take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance,
take
a chance, take a chance, take a chance,
take a chance,
take a chance, take a chance,
take a chance,
take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a
chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance,
take a chance on me, baby. Andy Wilson is my guest. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Andy Wilson, it's hard to stop listening to ABBA and to have this conversation because this is a great conversation, but ABBA, you know, some songs, I don't want to end them. But we are talking about some cool stuff. You're doing this thing called The Riot and the Dance, coming out March
19th
in theaters across country. Okay. So I want to ask you something besides this real quick.
Yeah.
You have been on this program many times. You've written books, whatever. You've had some health problems. What can you say about that publicly?
What I can say about it publicly is about 8 months ago, actually, I had brain surgery because a year ago this fall, my left ear turned off in a meeting. And that was weird. And so we started trying to track down what the problem was, and it turned out that I had a farm egg-sized brain tumor compressing my brain stem, killing me softly, as the poet says. And, well, you know, I had to do something about it. So they had to scalp me, take my ear off, drill through my acoustic canal, get it out. It was not cancerous, so thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and when you find out that you have an egg in your head, you take those moments of gratitude, you know, very seriously, like to find out, okay, not cancer is great. They're just weird. They're weird, occasional.
Well, this is a weird question. So if it's not cancer, what is the problem is just that it's there, right?
Yeah.
In other words, you cannot, it's going to grow.
Yeah.
And it was obviously growing fairly quickly because it was the size of an egg.
They said I probably had it for 8 years and it was, it had grown to a point where it was interfering enough with my cerebellum and my brainstem that, and then it cut off my, you know, my acoustic nerve, So it got big enough over 8 years that.
So they had to go through. They didn't have to drill your skull.
They did. They scalped me on the left side of my head and rolled my ear forward, and then I have a 50-cent piece size hole that went in.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it was a bucket list item for me to get a titanium plate. So now that I have one, I can cross that off the list.
You have a titanium plate in your head?
I do. I now have one in my head, and I can say that they can go right through metal detectors, no problem, which seems to me to be a major loophole in airport security. Titanium.
Well, I was really hoping to talk about something even more disgusting than me and Albin doing the program in the buff, which we've discussed on other programs.
Okay, so I can tell you, though, the thing is, even coming here, we were down in L.A. and grabbing a flight to come here to talk to you. And a New Zealand family, a Kiwi family, grabbed my suitcase and got off of the 6th rental car shuttle to head off to New Zealand with my suitcase at Terminal 4. And I got dropped at Terminal 6, and that's when I realized. And we were late for the flight. And so I had no suitcase. It was trying to go to New Zealand. And I can say that things like that might be stressful before you've had a brain tumor. But once you've actually felt mortality really, anybody who's experienced a real close brush with mortality should have a lot more perspective on things like missing underwear. My underwear is flying to New Zealand.
So you never got the suitcase back?
I did not. Now, the 6th rental car company got on it. They tracked him down. They grabbed it before it went to New Zealand. But yeah. I don't have it. I will eventually. But things like that were just funny. That's just laugh out loud funny. And I can also tell you that I tried to read the Book of Job right after I found out. And when I found out that I had this tumor, I thought, okay, where do I go to really Bible study on trial? Well, obviously you go to Job. So I start reading Job. And I just started laughing because I'm not even in that league. I'm not even close to his league as far as trial goes. I had some Schwann cells, my own nerve cells, growing a knot, like a knot in wood, inside my brain.
Yeah.
That's it. He lost his family. He lost everything. He had the devil himself coming after him. And here I was in this age with modern medicine, with people with sharp knives and lasers who can get that stuff out. It was hard to even think of it as a really difficult trial in that context. So it's been a slog to get through. One of the first things I got on right after surgery was trying to finish the Rite in the Dance, because we had a big assembly. We had, terabytes and terabytes of footage, and we had really a much too long edit, of the film. And I had to write narration for this feature film coming off of brain surgery. And I'm really, really grateful that I was able to. I was able to bounce back and finish this project, and that we're here. We're here where it's coming out.
Unbelievable. Now, did you touch the cobra before or after the egg-sized tumor was removed?
Before.
Before it was removed.
And I also, for this production, have now kicked a shark. How's that?
You kicked a shark?
Yes. Same production, right in the dance.
But that's not fair, because the shark can't kick back.
Oh, I learned that if you make aggressive eye contact with sharks, they tend to leave you alone. And that's a weird instruction. Here, swim with these 30 sharks for a couple hours with no cage. And if they come at you, just look them in the eye and give them hard, firm, I am in the image of God.
Why did you do this other than the fact that you're an idiot? Come on.
Because I'm made
Andy,
in the, I'm,
why would you do stuff like this?
I am made,
Stop it.
I am made in the image of God. I am a son of Adam. We are supposed
and you obviously
to name.
Don't care about your wife and kids. Okay. I think I'm just going to give you a hard time.
I had a fantastic life insurance policy.
Oh, well, so just man. So you they could have gotten
my
rich.
My wife hates it when my wife hates it when I say that, but I'm like, No, they were fine.
Okay, so you swim with sharks, you touched a cobra. Did you ride a wildebeest? Okay, we're going to come back. Don't answer that question. When we come back, we're going to find out if you rode a gnu or a wildebeest. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Sinners, don't wait before it's too late. He's a wonderful savior,
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Yes? I'd like to tell you about Relief Factor.
Yes?
Relief Factor, the website is relieffactor.com, is something I've been taking for quite a while.
I know. You've taken it on the air.
I've taken it literally on the air.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, I think, they deal with pain and they kind of think, well, that's just the way it is now.
Mm.
And I say, wait a second. That may be. But you know what? I would try Relief Factor first, which is what I did. It really does help. It's an anti-inflammatory, but it's botanical, so it's all natural. It's not like taking Advil or some crazy thing like that, which is ultimately toxic. You don't want to put that stuff in your body. So I take Relief Factor. You can take it for 3 weeks, and you'll know if it works for you, because there are all these different neural pain pathways, and each one of the things in the Relief Factor package deals with a different one. So I recommend that people get the Quick Start Pack for $19.95, and then you'll know. It is available at relieffactor.com. I would just go there, go to relieffactor.com, check it out. It works for me, relieffactor.com.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
Do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
Their words changed the world.
Love is the only way.
Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Imagine an entire nation that can boast the world's lowest heart disease rates, lowest cancer rates, lowest type 2 diabetes rates, lowest obesity rates, lowest dementia and Alzheimer's disease rates. This is not an unattainable goal. The Keto Zone diet can get us there. In the newest book from best-selling author Dr. Don Colbert, the board-certified physician outlines fluctuating and failing nutritional guidelines, the science behind ketosis, and what it means to live in the Keto Zone. With step-by-step instruction, practical shopping guides, and a 7-day menu plan, you'll be fully equipped to make positive changes and quickly see incredible results. And the results are astounding. Reduced cravings, 1 to 3 pounds of weight loss per week, more energy, improved memory, zero brain fog, and the elimination of countless diseases. Achieve optimal healthy living with Dr. Colbert's Keto Zone Diet. Learn more at ketozonediet.net and get your copy now wherever books are sold.
Join the glorious uproar of creation with a new documentary, The Riot and the Dance, in theaters one night only on Monday, March 19th, including an exclusive post-show event featuring Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis, hip-hop artist Propaganda, and author and Salem radio host Eric Metaxas. The Dove Foundation states that The Riot and the Dance honors and celebrates God, the great designer, and it will thrill the entire family. For more information and theater locations, see riotinthedance.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. Hi, I'm Larry Elder. Reagan showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan and can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have an email, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. But thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send. And they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com, ReaganPrivacy.com.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Billy Joel. I'm Eric Metaxas. And you, my guest, are Andy Wilson.
Andy Wilson.
And you're from North Dakota.
Idaho. But my roots are the Dakotas.
But your name is North Dakota Wilson.
Or Indiana Wilson.
Idaho, fine. North Dakota. What do we know? We're in New York. you're from up there someplace. And, okay, you're making, well, you've made the film now. Riotandthedance.com is the website. Riotandthedance.com. It already sounds spectacular. Were you bitten by any animals?
I was. I was bitten by a green vine snake in the rainforest of Sri Lanka.
That's no big deal.
It's rear fanged. It's venomous, but the fangs are in the rear, so it spritzed all the venom on my skin.
What do you mean it's rear fang? So it has fangs in the hiney?
It has fangs in the rear of its mouth. Although I was
what
also...
What does that even mean? What do you mean it has fangs?
I can do a hard pivot and say I was also bitten by things that had fangs in their hineys, yes. There are land leeches in that rainforest that have teeth in their rear ends.
They have hiney teeth?
They have hiney teeth.
You can say that on this show.
Yeah, they
it's
have hiney teeth.
It's a family show, and the word is hiney.
And these inchworm land leeches just come at you from all sides if you stand still at all in the rainforest there. And they do have hiney teeth. They use them to climb to come get you. But the mine snake
But what happens to you when they bite you? You don't get hiney teeth.
It turns into a cherry tomato of blood dangling off your shin. Or in my case, off your toe knuckle.
But you could just lance it, no problem. You have to cauterize the needle with a flame, lance it, and then move on with your brave, crazy life. Okay, so Riot and the Dance is going to tell people what? That God is pretty amazing.
Yes, and the thing is that the God clearly does lots of things for the beauty of it, for the joy of it, for the pleasure of it. And he takes pleasure in things that we do not necessarily take pleasure in. So when he brags about animals, he tends to brag about things that we wouldn't.
Like what?
Ravens, the young of the ravens crying out to him all day long. Right, that makes him happy. And he says it makes him happy. And if you were to say, man, there's this murder of ravens outside my office crying out all day long, that would be hellish. And God receives it like prayer. He receives it like worship. You know, he's made it and he brags about it. And I think, honestly, as an artist, as a writer, I look at the way God has created things, and I want to imitate the way he creates. So I want to try to create in imitation of his creation. And I see him making things where he doesn't care about popularity. He doesn't care that we might not like bats. You know, he clearly enjoyed himself. He doesn't care that most people, only weirdos, really, really like tarantulas.
But you don't think that bats and tarantulas are part of the fall? In other words, I would argue that they are.
I would dispute that, and I would say that some things are, absolutely, but I would say adaptations and particular adaptations and behavior patterns are a result of the fall. And then things like venom glands, things that are designed just for death, I think are a result of the fall.
So you don't think that, like, sucking blood is part of the fall?
I think it is, yeah.
So you think that bats won't do that?
Most bats don't. They'll eat
jelly beans in heaven and ride unicorns.
For example, the bats featured in The Riot and the Dance are the flying foxes, which are enormous.
Can I tell you something?
Winged dogs.
One of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life is the flying foxes of Australia. I was in – now, that's just me. Who am I? I went to Australia about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, and the first thing I wanted to do when I landed, I thought, I've got no plans this afternoon. I want to hug a koala, right? So we went to the Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary, and they had all these other hideous beasts from Australia.
Yeah, and there was a lot from Australia.
I thought, right, because it was a penal colony for nasty animals. They sent all the Lord sent all the nasty animals there. And when I saw the flying foxes, I thought, I've never seen anything so hideous in my life. I wanted to scream because they are the biggest bats you have ever seen.
And I will say that I had a completely opposite reaction. When I encountered flying foxes, I thought, God's amazing. And I looked at something, I think he likes this. He made this. And more than that, he's providing for these.
Yeah.
Like, here's 1,000 of them in trees in a swamp, and he provides for them. He provides for the young. He provides, like, these are his creatures.
Well,
and we're supposed
to
name them. We named them well, flying foxes. Yeah. I think is a good name. And I don't think that we're supposed to keep them as pets or cuddle with them. We obviously know the difference between a puppy and a flying fox.
You know what we're supposed to do with them? I really believe this is true. Is feed blast them out of the sky with a shotgun.
And this is where we disagree, Eric, because I would say,
as your friend, I can tell you, I know you're wrong, and I love you anyway.
Let me give you a brief exhortation. So here's my exhortation for you, Eric. You should strive.
I think, embrace my fear and adopt a flying fox.
And I'm just saying this is an indisputable exhortation because it's axiomatically true.
Okay.
So you and all of us, we should all be striving to have taste as broad as God's. We should love the same kinds of things that he loves.
Right.
We should find things that he finds damnable. We should find damnable things that he honors, we should honor. We know that. We should honor what he honors.
And the only thing is, it would be hard for me to be persuaded that he loves the flying foxes.
I point to the earlier example of the raven's young, like carrion birds.
Yeah.
And he brags about them in Job, about them crying out to him all day.
Right.
And like that brings him pleasure.
Right.
That should bring me pleasure. It brings God pleasure.
Right.
Whatever. And this carries over to people. There are people on the street where I think, man, how could God love them? How could God love this guy?
Yeah.
And yet he does.
That's right.
And so I know that his affection stoops far lower than mine does. I can look at a giant spider and say, how could God love this?
Yeah.
And I can also look at, you know, myself, Isaac Watts. I can look at anybody who's...
Are you Isaac Watts?
No. I mean, yes. Sorry, that myself, comma, Isaac Watts. I can look at any, like, great saint. Like, I can look at Newton. I can look at all these people that God saved from
anybody named Isaac.
The Isaacs. Actually, even the original Isaac. I can look at all these guys. I can look at Abraham. I can look at Lot and say, how, frankly, in the hell could you love Lot?
Right.
And yet he did. And through Lot, like, saved many people. And so over and over, guys on the street, people on the street, I see all sorts of unsavory creatures everywhere in New York City and in Idaho, wherever you go, and God loves them. And I feel the same about the flying foxes.
We've got a final segment.
So there. Consider yourself exhorted.
Let me simply say, you speak with authority and not as the scribes, and I appreciate it. I love it. We're going to be right back talking to N.D. Wilson. Go to riotandthedance.com.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hurst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, folks, it's Eric from Texas Show. I'm sitting here with N.D. Wilson in the studio. N.D. Wilson, you've made a film called The Riot and the Dance, a great title. I have the privilege of being in this film, so if people don't see it, I will be hurt.
You should be.
I'll be hurt. I didn't make it, but I'm in it. And what I do in it is so dangerous. People don't realize that I'm flying through the sky when I touch the stinking cobra.
With
and that's
the flying
even more
foxes.
That's more You're dangerous than what you did. And yes, I fly with the flying foxes, and we become one after I blast them out of the sky with the 12th
You learn to love them,
so,
Eric.
But seriously, what else can we say? We just got a couple of minutes here. We need to have you back as soon as possible. But for this show, we've just got a couple of minutes. Okay. You said you filmed a ton of footage.
Yeah.
Can you get a second film out of it?
Yeah, actually, we are already in production on the second film. We're probably about 40% of the way through.
What?
And it's – so the first film that comes out now, March 19th, find your theater, riotinas.com, is Earth, focuses on terrestrial animals.
Right.
The second film is underwater, you know, water creatures. And so I became scuba certified. That's when we swam with the sharks, although we do have shark footage in this first one, teasing the second film, humpback whales – spawning salmon, you know, all the.
Did you ride a whale, brother?
Yes, I mean that's really the whole reason why we got into this is just to do that. I milked one.
You milked a whale? Have you drunk the milk of a whale?
Every morning on my cereal.
It's incredible.
It's the best milk.
Well, I like the cheese. There's nothing better than whale milk cheese.
Fantastic.
But it's so hard to get. It's so expensive.
So the thing, I think the single.
And you have to eat it underwater. That's the thing.
To really appreciate it.
Yeah,
because
that's the original state of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that as far as this entire film goes, we have a creator God who gave us his word, right? We have the scriptures. But the words of God are not just on onion skin pages in your Bible. The words of God are all around us. Like he spoke and he created, and this world is everywhere around us. And it's his art. And if you wanted, so this is something that Dr. Gordon Wilson says in the film, if you wanted to get to know Michelangelo, you wouldn't just try to find his letters and read his letters. You want to see his work. You want to see his paintings, his sculpture. You want to stand there and look at the marble that he carved and be moved by it. We as Christians tend to drift towards scripture.
Right.
We know scripture matters, as we should.
Yeah.
It really does. But then we have this entire vast art gallery, this museum.
I'm totally with you. I think Christians, this is the irony.
Yeah.
You can be so focused on scripture that you can never look up from the page. And that's not good because God
Absolutely.
Created, he spoke into existence all of nature around
yeah.
us. And by the way, he created it for us.
Absolutely. And he created us for us to name and judge and cultivate.
And I'm judging those flying foxes.
We judge the elephant seals. So I'm okay with judging.
I'm judging the flying foxes, and I'm going to rename them kind of like the skank birds. Okay, so.
You're only allowed to dislike flying foxes if you have an orchard anywhere near them. That's, you know, then they're going to eat all your fruit.
I know. I know.
That's it.
Well,
you're not allowed.
I'm thinking of getting one.
You're not allowed to dislike
them. But
let's
get back to the idea of submarine cheese. I love the idea of you milking a whale. That's just so beautiful. You're getting back to the land. Okay, we're out of time, but it's too much fun. Folks, go to riotandthedance.com. March
19th
is the night in theaters, so you don't have a lot of time. March 19th, riotandthedance.com. Andy Wilson, we got to have you back ASAP. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm glad you...
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.